This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, Ben pitched great. Absolutely his best start of the year. On the attack, aggressive, and just in the strike zone a whole bunch, controlling counts a whole bunch. So it was outstanding performance. You know, like I said before the game, you do it because you're going to avoid the first, you know, their top of their lineup once, and it gives you a little more control over kind of maybe, you know, you're deeper in the game, but that's why you do it.
That's Craig Counsell, and we examine what happened on Saturday. It was something that we started our show with. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And that was a big question we had. First thing we did when we walked into the parking lot at Wrigleyville Dogs was try to figure out who was going to start on Saturday and what the plan was going to be. So that was a big part of the entire discussion, as we know. Cubs end up not only coming through getting their first win of the series in that series on Saturday, they took the other one on Sunday, but the way they were able to creatively, would you say account? Is that creative accounting when you win a 2-0 ball game with Drew Pomeranz throwing one inning and then just getting out of the way for Ben Brown to go six? Like, that's one of the more unique ways I've seen pitching be deployed in a while.
It was a great hors d'oeuvre. It's like when you go to your favorite restaurant and they got that one fire hors d'oeuvre. You love everything on the menu, right? But that one fire hors d'oeuvre gets it started.
Tuna crudo at Rosemary.
Okay, there you go. So that's what Drew Pomeranz was. Came in the game, hadn't given up an earned run all season. Guess what? Left the game, hadn't given up an earned run all season. And he pitched 9 pitches. It was 1, 2, 3, bang, bang, bang. And then it was like, all right, Ben Brown, got through the first 3 batters of the order. Do your thing. The man gave up 1 hit and struck out 9 over 6 innings.
That is very much the biggest example of know your personnel I've seen in a while. Like, clearly the first inning is a bugaboo for him and it's messing with his head. It was kind of like the Bears in the 3rd round of the draft this year. I can't criticize you about the 3rd round of the draft if you don't draft anybody in it. Can't struggle in the first inning if you don't pitch it.
And it's one thing when you talk about openers, and we've seen the White Sox do it several times this season, and Craig Counsell just kind of explaining how they wanted to get past that inning. Now, ultimately, you want Ben Brown to take the mound in the first inning and be a great starter and have a great career as a starting pitcher. But right now, the goal is to win games. And after giving up 8 runs and 6 runs and his 2 previous starts, after having an ERA over 9 in the first inning of games this season, this was a quick fix to say, hey, maybe we can get this man's confidence back where it needs to be. And clearly it worked. Again, just 1 hit allowed for the game for everybody. That's great outing for Cubs pitching a 2-0 shutout.
If you do the blind resume, or you know the graphic where it's like name this combination or something and you don't know the details, all you know is one aspect. And the aspect is pitchers used in game and 2-0 win. Ben Brown, Drew Pomeranz, Brad Keller, Daniel Palencia. You would be like, oh, that's definitely the order it went in, right? Ben Brown, then Pomeranz and Keller, Palencia. No! It was completely different, and that's why I liked it. It was one of the more creative uses I've seen. And for him to be able to go with it, you know, for him to have a level of belief that this was going to work. You know, in movies we talk about maintaining disbelief. In this case, it was the opposite. Like, I would tell myself, yeah, not so fast, trick. Like, that's okay. Cute. What? Like, that's something that you can say, like, oh, you're trying to baby me into this game? No, I'm going to mess it up in the second inning. Shows you.
And this is
what I would.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is why it was so effective. If you were wondering, okay, how does Ben Brown feel about this? All you had to do was listen to him after the game explaining his knowledge and self-awareness of how he was dealing with first innings prior.
I think that the fifth inning struggles this year have been more of a product of the first inning struggles. And I don't know if that's exactly the case, but we kind of saw it today. It's like, I think it is really reflective of how I opened up the game. I mean, today I opened up the game with a strike. I think if you want to go through all my, I mean, if I throw a ball one my next start, I'm not going to hit the panic button. But if you go through my last couple of starts, even dating back to last year, there's not a lot of strike ones to start the game. So it's just going to be important for me. And I think just having good executed, even like I said, even if it's ball one, there's no reason to hit the panic button. I can throw a strike. It's not that hard, but this is pretty cool to see that. There's been a real lapse of execution in the first innings this year for me, and it's been hard. It's, you know, we saw it even in the Arizona game. I had a solid game, but that first inning just filled off, or the first batter especially, and then it kind of took something. I think we can even date back to last year. It was almost like I was waiting for something good to happen in the first inning rather than me being on attack and being the one that could execute those pitches. That was a theme of all my starts last year. There was always something. I can tell you every start that what was the thing that got me online. And that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not what it is like the rest of the game and the rest of the outing. So it's up to me to really, you know, force the hand, but without overthrowing and without coming out of myself. And it's like an interesting dynamic. But like I said, I'm just thankful for the work that we've been putting in, and it doesn't stop. I have to be reminded of one thing today, is that I felt really far out of it after these last two outings. And I'm a lot closer to today than I thought I was. And then I'm also a lot closer to those bad outings than I think I am right now. So I really have to just do a good job of staying level-headed and just pitch by pitch.
How can you not love an introspective pitcher walking you through what he's going through, how he's mentally accepting the challenge and being tasked to understand where he is relative to the worst and the best of himself?
Well, also, he's been consistent in his argument. He has said before that the first inning was really where the game got out of hand, and then the fifth inning was a result of it. Like, he's very much a times through the order type of guy, too. That might be a little bit more as to how he's weaving it together mentally. So you're seeing that occur when how he's describing it. Like, this is far from the first time he said later innings were the product of earlier ones. So for him to be able to use that framework to psych himself out of it is incredibly powerful. The next question becomes, what's next? Are you going to have the same scenario again where it's going to be a Pomeranz type or somebody else in front of you? Is it Flexi, or as we know, Ian Happ calls him Flex, Chris Flexen? Like, what's the next scenario for you to be successful in that space?
It'll be interesting to see exactly what the approach will be the next time he's scheduled to pitch, whether it will be Pomeranz or someone who starts the game for him. You can keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field, June 12th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
You did a good job with that. I always want to say like Rick Ross.
Stop.
Bosch.
Stop. 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 Oh.
He's the biggest Bosch I would say that you've seen thus far.
I would say this isn't that type of show, but this is indeed that type of show. So that's not surprising.
My favorite Rick Ross gif is the one where he's in the office wearing the UGK sweatshirt and he just throws money at people.
At least he's wearing clothes. I like Rick Ross when he's covered up top.
I'm going to let that man be. Okay. I can't contain him.
So can many of his shirts not contain him either.
Also, before we get to Jamal Collier, who is at the top of the hour, I had a good giggle at this question from 708. Sox fan here. Please give me a heads up if you're going to talk about the Rick Hahn interview. I'm still getting over Mully's reaction. I said, yes, 12:45. They said, thanks for not putting Hahn and Five on it. I enjoy that segment too much.
That's sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.